There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, we are Afternoon Drive. We've got, what's the new Nick? Magic Mac Robinson on the board.
Magic Mac.
Sends the sex. And we've also got Sweet Young Thang, Jax Gregory behind the glassy knoll there. We've got Big Weege. I just realized I've given everybody a nickname. Big Weege, Jake Volnick on the 20s. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
You don't have a nickname for me unless we go back to Penguin. I'm not sure.
JP.
Just JP. It works.
That's so simple.
So many people call me JP, and I've never really understood. I mean, I get it.
It's because your JP, name's Jonathan Peterlin.
I understood that side of thing. Why do some names lead themselves to that, though?
Because that's because they sound like...
I love it, by the way.
NW does not sound like good initials together.
It just
JG
rolls.
Does not sound like anything we can talk about on air. MR, I mean, these are not good initials to pair together. No. I don't like it.
No, it doesn't work. Yeah. But JP does. And so I like that. It's always very endearing. I think it's fun. I think it's nice. And I'm much happier that it's not the Big Cheese.
That's true. The Big Cheese, or I can't remember what else we had for Mac, but there were some.
By the way, I don't want a nickname either, by the way. Anything outside of JP. JP is perfect. I don't want you.
Please don't.
You have a lot of nickname potential with people.
Yeah.
But do they ever co-sign the nicknames?
Most don't. And that's how you know it's a good nickname.
Is that how you
like
know
our boy Will Pelagic? I used to call Willie Pander all the time, and it drove him crazy. That's how he knew it was a good nickname. Because if you self-apply a nickname, like I don't have anything right now. It's gonna be like I'm Derek. No, if you try and self-apply a nickname, you're the worst kind of person in the world, right? But
you can't give yourself a nickname.
No. I'm Mr. Fantastic. No, you're not. You're probably just the worst person in the world.
Probably.
So yeah, I'm a big believer in. Any nickname, Wild Turkey. I did not self-dub that in college. Everyone called me that because I drank.
Did you drink a lot of Wild Turkey?
I pretty much drank a bottle of Wild Turkey and then lost the ability to speak the English language. So, I'm Wild Turkey.
That's a fun college nickname.
Yeah, but it was not a fun night. I don't think anyone looks back on that night and said that was the best of your boy, Nicky Dubs.
Okay, then. Nicky Dubs. That's a self-appointed nickname. I thought we said those suck.
No, that's different for me.
Oh, the rules. The rules don't apply for you. I forgot about this. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. By the way, we've got the latest in the Cleveland Browns. They're still not good. We got Hedgie back in the fold for the Gardos. I willed it. I made it happen. I'm sorry. Somebody needs to say this. I asked for the Cavs all-time start the season fast start record. And thanks in part to the Nick Wilson push, the Nicky Dubs push, as it's called, the Cavs got there last night with a 9-0 win over the just hated New Orleans Pelicans.
Are they that hated? Yeah, no, I was going to say, not. Nobody hates them.
No, they're pretty
apathetic. We make fun of Zion. Zion was really good last night.
Yeah. He looks like this is as early in a season as he's been this skinny. Look out.
That was just mean.
That's fair.
That was
right?
Just mean.
Like, we usually get the first little bit of the season. It's like DeJuan Jones. The first four games, you're like, what happened to this guy?
And then
guy?
He starts doing the Doritos commercials, and then all of a sudden, it's like, see what happened
and
here.
And I think he got fat-shamed by Mariah Mills, and then all of a sudden, whoa, here's Zion. Here's a guy from Duke.
There was once an all-time Phelps rant about Zion, and he was just going on the idea that in the NBA with basketball players, we get to say when they're fat.
Yeah.
They're fat and they're athletes, and we get to judge athletes on their weight. And he just went off. I loved it.
I think it's 100%. Yes, 100%. Because that's the cardio sport. Like with an offensive lineman, there's an expectation of fat meets fitness. In the NBA, it's just fitness.
We definitely had fat Baker versus skinny Baker. When Baker sucked in year two, a lot of people thought that was just because he just gained a lot of weight.
He probably gained like 10 pounds.
It was a real thing. I remember. Yeah. Oh, no. I remember the discussions over fat Baker.
Oh, no. I know. And it was funny. I'm just simply saying he probably put on like 10 pounds and started acting like he was like needed Ozempic or something.
He started going to like all these MMA fights and everything like that. And then he just kind of put on a little bit of weight. And then people acted like he was where Zion is. And Zion owed over 300 pounds.
That's why you can't start skinny. See, I've started fat. I've set an expectation. And if I get skinnier, everyone's like, wow, Nick is looking really good these days. Whereas if you start skinny, you put on even 5 pounds of weight, everybody notices, and it's like, what is going on with JP? Is he okay? Is he healthy? What's the cholesterol situation?
No. The answer is I'm not healthy.
No. But you haven't done it yet. You've looked really, really good the last probably 6 months to a year.
Well, that was very nice of you to say.
And I also realized that by putting 6 to 12 months on it.
We wonder what happened in the previous, beyond 12 months.
No, I didn't even think
about that.
Pandora's box.
I didn't even think about that. I was so excited for the in-the-moment compliment, we just kind of kept going.
All right, I'll take that. Now, the other big happening last night is it wasn't just that the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Pelicans to have the first 9-0 start to franchise history. Apologies to Bingo Smith, Austin Carr, and all those fellas back from the mid-70s. But it was also another game where we kind of ended up talking about the free throw disparity between the two teams. Now, when that is the Los Angeles Lakers, we kind of get it. Well, Donovan Mitchell, after the win over the Pelicans, 131-122, kind of wasn't happy with the disparity in free throws. That was 13 attempts for the Cavaliers and 28 for the Pelicans.
Yeah. We're second in the league in drives per game, and we're not getting any foul calls. You know, I think I've been quiet about it for a long time. You know, tonight I almost lost my mind. Like, DG had no free throws tonight. I had six in the game. Like, for us to be able to drive and for to be the team that we are to get foul calls, I think it's crazy. Like, the refereeing has been so inconsistent, especially against us. Like, you know, I mean, I know we're 9-0, you know, but at the end of the day, man, like, at some point in time, we're driving to the basket. And guys, I'm just like, man, like, and it's not even just myself. It's as a collective. You know, Evan Mobley comes down on an alley-oop, almost rolls his ankle. There's no foul call. Like, Evan rolls his ankle, he's out. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no consistency. But, yeah, we're playing against teams, and guys are going out there getting tic-tac fouls. Like, we play the Lakers, it's 33-8. Tonight, I don't even know when the first foul call was in the second half. So, for me, it's like, at some point, we need some consistency on our end. You know, I'm proud of the way we're fighting through, and I told my guys I was the one that was going to say something about it. Don't even complain. But it's getting out of hand. It's getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something that really needs to tighten up because, I mean, I'm probably going to get fined for that, but it's outrageous.
Do you agree with Donovan that this is a common thing that's happening?
100%. And this goes back to last year, Nick. Donovan went off in the playoffs with the Orlando series talking about the fouls, and then they escaped out of the series, and so the conversation just kind of went away. But this is not the first time we've heard Donovan speak about this. He brings up the Lakers game with good reason. They were minus 25 in the Lakers game. Last night, you saw what you saw. Zion went to the free throw line more times or the same amount of times than the entire Cavs team did. And our buddy Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, asked the Cavs like for some internal team data, which anytime you get internal team data, it's like, well, you can skew these numbers any way you want. So take it for whatever it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But internally, the Cavs have the league's lowest percentage of fouls called on their drives, despite ranking second in drives per game. Like, they are going to the basket. They're going to the hoop, and they're not getting rewarded. I, for the first time last night, I watched a basketball game where I legitimately wondered what in the hell was going on. Cavs should have won that game by 30, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, are the refs making this close for a reason?
I think there is a general disparity that is accepted when you play the Lakers, the Celtics, the big market teams, or the super teams like the Warriors, right? You played the Pelicans last night.
Well, not even a minus 25 against the Lakers. I get what you're saying, yeah. But I sit back and I look at it, and this is just, I don't question the refs in any sport because I just feel like that's low-hanging fruit, but it really kind of felt like someone had something out for the Cavs. I don't know why.
So I was looking at free throw attempts per game, so just that stat in and of itself.
Sure.
The Cavs are 26 in the NBA. Do you know the teams that are around them? Charlotte,
probably bad teams.
Charlotte, Detroit, San Antonio, and...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Oklahoma City is 29th. But three of those teams will be tanking. Three of those teams are going to be in the lottery again, and they are messing it up for Flag.
Yeah.
Going after Cooper Flag.
Is that the term we're using?
Well,
messing it up for Flag?
There's another word that goes for alliterative purposes, but I can't say that word on air.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. But I'll tell you in the break there.
You don't have to. I think we got it.
It's so funny. I thought for a while, because this has been an ongoing thing with this team specifically. And there are two ways refs go if you're super, super loud about it. Which is, they either go, you know what, I'm going to start giving you more calls, the Draymond thing where you have more of a bandwidth.
Yeah.
Or, honestly, I just thought that J.B. Bickerstaff was a monster when it came to officials. And I thought at some point, I think officials were punishing J.B. because you haven't accomplished enough to complain like this, but now... he's gone from the equation.
Yeah, but...
and they don't complain.
Shouldn't Atkinson be the one that's out here yelling about these type of things? I love that Donovan's doing it. Donovan did it last year,
no,
too.
I think it's better when the players do it. And unfortunately, this is the NBA we live in. It's what makes the NBA a tough watch at times, is instead of getting back on defense, the best players in the NBA are often stopping to haggle with the refs.
That's LeBron for how many years have we seen
that?
Well,
but it's not just LeBron. It's
no,
everyone.
I know, but I mean, you think of LeBron, you think about him complaining to a ref. Like, there's people that have wondered if
3-and-D players.
If you built a statue of LeBron and put it in the Basketball Hall of Fame, it would just be him, like, yelling at, like, pointing to the ref, like, what happened? You missed the call.
It's just like Josh Green now, right? It's like, it's that caliber of play. It's everyone. And I'll be honest with you, maybe it needs to be the Cavs. I hate that's what the NBA is.
So Jared Allen is very soft-spoken. Jared Allen doesn't really... that man is not a foul merchant in any sort of respects, right? Evan Mobley, same type of thing. You knew I just wanted to say foul merchant.
That's all that was. Keep going.
But Evan Mobley, also in that same category of player as well. And then Darius didn't even get to the free throw line last night. I mean, you tell me if you think Darius has been the most vocal about not getting to the free throw line. Like Donovan has. Donovan's put his voice to it. I just wonder if the other players on the team... we just have a bunch of chill guys.
So that's the problem.
We just have a bunch of laissez-faire guys.
Like, for so many reasons, the Cavs should be the team that gets the calls. They're a team that has had successive 40-plus win seasons and top four seeds, right? They're the fastest start in the NBA right now, the only remaining undefeated team in the NBA. They have a superstar-level player and a couple guys that are ascending players. Oh, and by the way, what gets more sympathy than any position in the NBA? Undersized point guards. Undersized combo guards. Well, they got both, and neither of these guys. Darius Garland... takes more shots to the face than anybody else combined in the NBA. And he can't get a call. It's like at some point it feels wildly personal.
He didn't go to the free throw line once the entire game. How does that happen?
Maybe somebody needs to break an orbital bone again for them to get the message.
I mean, my goodness. I know he had the bubble guts at one point. He did the Lamar Jackson bubble guts thing where he's like, I got to get out of here.
He didn't do the Paul Pierce?
And then, no.
He had to be carried out?
That would have been great. No. He obviously was going through some things last night, and he talked about it, how he went through some things last night. But, like, how do you not get any of these calls? And it consistently happens to this team. Maybe Atkinson, I know you said put it on the players. I just don't think you can change the players' DNA and who they are. Like, I just don't know that all of a sudden. I mean, Jared Allen seems like the nicest person on planet Earth. You think Jared Allen's going to yell at a ref?
Yeah, but I think the problem is I don't think coaches have the kind of swag and cachet with officials. When it comes to, at some point, I think you get tuned out. I think this is a player-led league. And again, I'm not advocating for this because I hate it. I think it makes the games really hard to watch. But I think if you're really this mad about it, man, I don't think this comment is going to do anything but get Donovan fined. And it sucks that that's the case. But the reality is, if you want it, all of you are going to have to sing for it because that's the way this weird, messed up league works. It just bums me out, man. Just really, it just absolutely sucks that crybabies get all the rewards.
Well, Donovan's laying the groundwork. Clearly, he's like trying to get out ahead of this, and because he realized last year in the postseason that was way too late to start complaining about this stuff.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, and of course on social media, at Nick Wilson says at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mike saying it's not bleeping up for flag, it is capture the flag. I like that quite a bit.
That's kind of fun.
We got Albert Breer coming up at 2:40. We got quick hits at 3:40. We got Pete Futek at 4:00. We got you covered on everything here. We got some Browns talk to come, but. Well, just working theory here. Why don't the Cavs get these calls? Because I don't know anyone can look at the actual stats. This is not hometown cook and gripe. Look at the actual stats, how often they drive to the hoop, how few of calls they get, and what is the working theory on this? And when we come back, sometimes second place might have to be good enough. This might be the case for the Cavaliers on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.